Welcome to The Making of You. I'm Alexandria, founder of The Mastery Project and your transformation hub, and now this podcast. The series is dedicated to harnessing your unique potential, tools for purpose and personal empowerment, and having fun becoming the architect of your own life. Okay, so let's get into it. This is episode 12, five ways to switch from victim to creator. Okay, well, this is a very contentious and controversial subject, victimhood. So my first point is that I personally perceive victimhood in varying degrees. Of course, there is extreme victimhood, and then there's degrees of not wanting to choose, for example, and wanting to avoid the responsibility of living. So the first point I want to say is, yes, does humanity choose well in the way it treats itself, in the way it treats the planet? No. All right. On a mass scale, yeah, we're waking up to the fact that we need to change our conditioned habits and behaviours. But yes, have we struggled in the past? Have we lived in polarities, all or nothing, reaction, conflict, black and white, and had perhaps not that much awareness about living much more in the middle? So saying we have a choice and that choice is relative. So basically, victimhood has become such a big elephant in the room because, yes, there are people who are legitimately suffering and in a very difficult circumstance. And of course, they require compassion, support and understanding. And hopefully that the humanity can gather around and say it doesn't have to be like this. However, as we know, there's a bit of a slowness with that catching on. And a lot of the time, the people who need the help aren't necessarily receiving it. So I'm not saying that victimhood is a intellectual space, all right, but what I do believe is the more we change our inner nature, the way we behave in the humanity, the way we behave towards ourselves, and the way we behave with our sacred and natural and amazing connection to all that is, then we can start reducing the reflections and the issues, shall we say, en masse of victimhood in the humanity. Now, it might sound idealistic, but every significant revolution, evolution, transformation starts with one voice, one person choosing, and then other people seeing the benefit of that. So I personally believe that victimhood, the core of it is that we perceive that life happens to us. We have no choice about it. And as a result, we do become polarized in that situation of being either a victim or the tyrant. So the controller or the person who believes they're being controlled. So we can change that simply every day of our lives by honoring the fact that we do have a choice. And that choice is to honour our natural connection, which is loving consciousness. You've heard me on this podcast before talk about energy, all that is. Whatever label you want to say for yourself that works for you, that you are in alignment with and accept, is perfect for you. I think the energy analogy is very helpful because a lot of people are perhaps having difficulties with manifestation or with material resources in these particular times. And so it's to understand that the origin of that struggle is coming from us looking outside of ourselves too much and actually not harnessing inside ourselves our natural unlimited connection, which is the beginning of our creative path and the opportunities that we magnetize into our lives. And also all of that flow is all about becoming the creator of our life. So feeling that we're in alignment with that flow, we're in command, not in a controlling sense, in a sense of purpose, a sense of us utilizing successfully, prosperously, abundantly our free will. So my first point is, if you don't want to be, let's say, a little bit of a victim of your life, or if you are in a very difficult position in your life, then it is to start with believing that you have a choice. Now, I know a lot of people have very limited choices, but one of the biggest choices is to work together, all right, to co-create with ourselves and also to work together with other people. So that is what we often see over crisis situations in the world, is of course other communities help out, or there is a huge realization that everyone needs to help one another. So my first point is, yes, victimhood is incredibly relative, all right? And I think we can all probably think of many, many other people who are a lot worse off than ourselves at this point. But it's also a beautiful thing if we champion our free will and we champion every day with the choices we make to embrace that which is fulfilling, that which is in alignment, and that which is sourced from our natural alignment within. So when we aren't in victim consciousness, then we do believe we have a choice first and foremost, and we also are connected potentially to our creative HQ, our heart center, which is the portal to infinite possibility and our infinite potential and the fuel that creates our lives. Okay, so number two. Yes, of course, you heard me talk about this on the podcast. I'm going to do it again. So I'm going to talk for number two about heart-mind alignment. So we understand that there is the mind, the head. We're working through our practical lives. We're administrating, we're paying our bills, we're going to work. We're looking at space-time management. We're looking at being in budget. We're looking at all of the material management of our lives. So our head, as I call it, the mind, is, of course, part of that process, the logics, the planning, in the sense of the material doing. Now, our heart center is energy HQ, creativity HQ. It's the origin of our incredible capacity to create. And so we need to get into there to answer the questions from the mind, all right, to create the alternatives and to build our vision, our understanding that is always going to be firstly immaterial, and then gradually, step by step, of course, bring that into the mind as a plan to be actioned and to be brought into the material. So if you feel you're a victim, you often feel like you don't have any choice, or you don't have any alternatives, or you don't have any energy. So my number two is, don't feel like that, choose differently. And the first choice in that is, get into your heart, get into your heart-mind alignment, and realize that the origin of that alignment is believing in your natural creative connection. And that connection comes from being in your heart center, not in your head. Okay, so just got a helicopter going. Alrighty, okay, so we're flying high. Let's move to number three. Number three is very much about reclaim your power. All right. And when we're reclaiming our power, what we need to understand is that we have, shall we say, spent quite a lot of time outside of ourselves, thinking about external judgments, thinking about what other people are doing, perhaps copying what other people are doing, or just generally giving our energy away to things that might be, you know, fun, but then they're not fun anymore because they become perhaps a bit of an attachment, an addiction, or a situation where we're doing a lot more of the entertainment or the distraction than we are creating and taking responsibility for our lives. So reclaiming one's power from, for example, drama, crisis scenarios, other people's issues that we've got involved in, that is a very important and valid reclamation in our lives, because it will also show us that we can easily get embroiled in other external issues that take us away from managing our own free will and the choices that we make. So as a result, we can feel a victim because we're kind of tied up with an external ball of string and sort of attached and muddled in with this, and a lot of our energy is going into the conflict and trying to get out of that, or not, as the case may be. And sometimes it's less conscious than we understand, but it's a habit, and we all have potentially quite a lot of habitual thinking, and so that can also drain our energy. So the key for me of number three is just remember to manage your personal power, all right? Remember to manage your choice and creative mechanism, and that you're not a victim of what other people think outside of yourself. You're not a victim of the choices that might appear rather limited outside of yourself, all right? You can go into your heart HQ and say, right then, how would I like to change this? What alternative would I like to create for myself? Or how can I get a bigger vision of what I'm capable of, rather than perceiving myself as being not good enough, a victim, or under control by external situations? Okay, so number four. Definitely in life, we can find ourselves standing way, way too close to what we're doing, who we're being, who we're helping, what we're creating, to the point where we don't really have any vision, all right? And also, when we are standing too close, we can get very attached, we can get quite fixated, and all of that type of energy and conduct doesn't really help flow, okay? Because we're literally not able to flow very effectively, because the flow has got a bit stuck because we're standing way too close to what we're doing. So the key for me with number four is to remember that if you are in anxiety, fear, you're trying so hard for something to work, or you're really worried, it's about stepping back and getting a bigger picture of what's happening. All right, so if you get into anxiety, you get into fear very readily, then those are attaching states of being that are limiting the flow of the energy and potentially creating being more of a victim than a creator. So it's always key to stand back if you really feel like you're stuck, or nothing's happening, or you are not progressing and feeling down about it all, okay, then definitely take a break, step back, shift and change your perception, and refresh, do something completely off the wall, different, exactly what Sherlock Holmes said, reset, you know, just turn it all upside down and see how you feel when you do that. Okay, so step back, all right, detach, get a bigger view. Now, my last point today is number five, and one of the key issues with victimhood is isolation, or feeling that one is misunderstood or one is disconnected. And so for me, for number five, just remember everyone, and I mean everyone, has a unique connection, all right? It's individual, it is authentically yours, and it's yours from birth, from being here in this world. Now, it's in your heart center, as I've said. Your mind will administrate what your heart creates, but it's also about free will. So if you don't use it, then you're not going to be developing that incredible, unique creativity that is yours and that no one else can do. They can't be you, they can't do the way you do, they can't create the way you do. So the key is to remember to keep your heart-mind alignment open, keep your heart open, keep your mind open, and also remember that that unique connection is yours, all right? You've got it, but you need to choose to use it. Okay, and then you can dissolve any sense of disconnection or isolation. Alrighty, it's been my great pleasure today. I'm Alexandria. Please, if you like this content, check out the websites, yourtransformationhub.com and themasteryproject.com. Plenty more resources there to help you with your personal empowerment regimen. Okay, thank you very much.